Don't take the bait to hate. Instead, savor the Savior's love and share his love with all neighbors. That's the topic of this week's edition of Praying Pals. 1 Corinthians 13:7, the Amplified Version says, "Love bears all things regardless of what comes, believes all things, looking for the best in each one, hopes all things, remaining steadfast during difficult times, endures all things without weakening." My husband and I love to fish. We catch and release everything from tiny panfish to largemouth bass. With the sunshine on our faces, it warms our hearts just to be together outdoors and relax. Of course, tugs on the line send surges of excitement, and the bigger the fish, the better. The type of bait, hook, and lure must be thoughtfully and deliberately chosen to catch the fish, and the hook must be set at the right time. Self-confident fish bite hard and fast. Now, we are humane and kind when we fish, but some others we see do not fish in a responsible way. Today, in a way, we must think about this in other areas of life. It is important for people to be careful about what bait they bite and which people reel them into their cause. Some who fish are not humane, but rather dangerous. In fact, I urge my fellow Americans and everyone everywhere, don't take the bait to hate. Review what love means as found in 1 Corinthians 13. In 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 7, we must grasp that love, quote, is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Did you notice how opposite from 1 Corinthians 13 is the current response in headlines today? People hear others use certain phrases and automatically assume the worst about them and their intentions. Then they get angry and hate others who use these phrases or terms. But we must not take the bait to hate. Instead, we must assume the best and keep on loving others with God's love. We are to be wise as serpents and gentle as doves, and not ignorant of the bait to hate. Instead of taking the bait to hate, we must seek God's face and take His word to heart. Instead of letting the world dominate our thoughts and make us automatically think the worst about others, we must take God's word to heart and then share His word and His heart with this hurting world. With people, this is totally impossible, but with God, all things are possible. Yes, with Jesus, we can. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your love, for how you are in control, and how we can trust you 100%, both now and forever. We welcome you, Jesus, into our hearts. Please rule and reign. Be our Savior and Lord. Send revival and a great awakening in our country, in our neighborhoods, and help us, Lord, to love you and love others the way you want. We know we cannot do this by ourselves, that apart from you, we can do nothing. And so, Lord, we rely on you 100%. We lean on you, and we give you all the cares on our hearts and minds. We pray for all prayer requests sent to Praying Pals. We pray for your best for each request. We pray for everyone listening that you would just make your presence known to them, draw them to yourself. And we pray, Lord, that you would just help our pastors, help our churches, and just that we would love you and keep our eyes on you and not get distracted by things that we hear in headlines and so forth. We love you, Lord. We bless your name together. In Jesus' name, amen.